back inside my Fix It Up Life. And here we are inside the Dan's Faucets booth, the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
We are.
We're having a great time.
We are. And this booth is just packed right now.
You know, you and I are in lockstep because you're finishing my thoughts.
Because, you know, we're married and we love each other.
Let's try to keep that to a dull roar because it makes at least half our audience squeamishly uncomfortable.
It doesn't make me uncomfortable, but I can see how it could make other people uncomfortable.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. That makes sense. But it is. It's very busy here.
Yeah, and to swing it back around full circle, it's a mob scene in here. It's great.
It is great.
There's tons of things.
It's a mob scene of people wearing nice outfits.
Flash mob.
Yes. It's kind of a slow-moving mob, being respectful.
And the slowest moving right now is our guest who's sitting across from
us. What? Slow moving?
She's sitting still. I mean, she looks like she could run a marathon without really thinking about
it. She does look like she's in fantastic shape.
Oh, yeah, she's
not. Too kind.
She's nodding like,
and
yeah,
it's Kim Seltzer from Better Homes and Gardens, and I'm excited to meet you.
Well, thank you.
And we're so excited to have you here, and I want to know, because we haven't had a chance to walk around too much, and I want to know what you have seen here at the Kitchen and Bath Show that has just knocked your socks off.
Well, there's some great things going on here at the Kitchen and Bath Show,
okay.
And it's pretty exciting that there's so much interest in new products for kitchens and baths. Obviously, the economy has been rough the last couple of years, but we're finding people are still really working on their those rooms in particular. You know, that is still the most important spot of the house, and people want to upgrade where they can. So I think the thing that has been really interesting in this show is to see so many manufacturers really try to introduce products that are at the right price point. They're introducing features and items from their higher end line at more of a starter price.
Really?
For example, Decor, the appliance company, has a whole new line of appliances that have that commercial grade performance that so many homeowners want. They want to feel like they're really cooking on a restaurant type of range and have the fancy oven and all the special features. So they've come out with a new line that I think will really appeal to a lot of people. They can have that all that function and the look, but it's at a more of a...
So those big, beefy burners and grates and dual
fuel. Right. Exactly.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Like that.
For our listeners, because I already know. Just saying.
Seriously?
What is dual fuel?
Well, dual fuel is the ability to cook with gas or electric.
Right. See?
Yeah? Are you trying to stump her?
No. No. That's the last thing I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so Decor appliances, very good. What else have you run into?
Well, for example, Wellborn Cabinetry has a beautiful line of good, better, best type of product.
They make some knockout stuff.
They do. And they have done the same thing. They're bringing some of those great finishes and door styles into more of their starter line. I think that's a wonderful idea. The other thing they're introducing this show is it's a bath vanity program. So you have lots of choices. You have finish choices, wood species choices, legs, feet, all of that. You choose it for your vanity, but then it comes all made, pre-assembled. It's out of the box.
Wow.
And so it's a nice way to get a custom look without having a custom product or a custom price.
Okay. That's
nice.
Very cool.
Nice.
That is very cool.
Now, from the magazine side of things, are you hearing from your readers what projects they're doing, what they're more focused on, what questions they have?
They have lots of questions. You know, they want to do it right. Nobody does their kitchen frequently. Once they decide it's time to upgrade.
We do.
Oh. We don't.
No.
Yeah, it's a huge undertaking because it totally disrupts your entire family life when you redo a kitchen, and you don't want to have to go back and do it very often.
It's hard.
You know,
it's hard.
If you redo a bathroom, most people have a powder room or something else in their house too, but a kitchen, I mean, that is just huge.
It's ginormous, as they say.
So what are people who write in, what are they interested in knowing about?
A lot of it is, how do I know what countertops go with which cabinetry? Or how do I make the flooring look good with the countertops? It's a lot of that design insecurity. You know, again, how do I do it right so I don't regret it later?
Sure.
Wow.
Sure. It's like we were talking about before, and we're contractors. When we go to meet someone, we start from the finishes and look backwards, because that's what they see. They don't care about if it's 2x10s or iJoists or any of that stuff.
Most people don't really.
It's when they want to turn on the faucet, water to come out.
But it's hard to visualize for a lot of people what it's going to look like in their home when they go and they, you know, I think that's why a lot of beige colors sort of win in a lot of the different segments, because it's hard to be risky and go with orange or something else, too.
It is hard.
And a lot of companies now have ways that you can visualize with different apps and things on their website and everything. And you guys have a digital edition, too, for iPad?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. We've just started that. We've had our second issue come out now. And it is a version of the print magazine
right. That's
available on the iPad, plus bonus content.
Bonus content.
So that's let us get a little deeper into some of these stories, which has been really fun.
Now, is that more photos? Is it more editorial?
It's all of that. It's
So
we have some designer interviews on video, some homeowner comments on video. We're doing more with animation. So we have some floor plans where you see the kitchen before, and then the walls all move on the drawing, and it becomes the after. And then we are showing a lot more product. This is our chance. We're limited space in the magazine, but we have a great chance to show many more options for different products. So, for example, we have a kitchen story that has glass backsplash tile in the magazine. We carry that story over to the iPad, and then we have another dozen options for glass tile for a backsplash.
That is amazing.
That is super cool. Now, getting back to the interface with the readers, are you getting anecdotally a sense of what I hear all the time? People aren't moving. They're staying put and fixing what they've got.
We're definitely hearing that. That is what people are doing. And they're fixing what they can. It may be in stages, and they have a kind of a long-term goal there, but definitely still working on the kitchen, working on the bath, and as I say, replacing what they can. So it may be a countertop this year, and then next year they'll start working on appliances.
Okay.
And I realize we're here in the Dan's booth, who's been kind enough to host us, and we're at the Kitchen and Bath show, but what about other projects from your readers? Is it, I'm making this up, you know, landscaping, a deck, these kinds of things? Is there a trend in those outside of kitchen and bath?
Absolutely. And you've hit it exactly. We're seeing it in outdoor entertaining. People are moving outside. It's a way to expand their living space, basically.
Right.
And they're, frankly, looking at outdoor kitchens. You know, it's again,
to blow me away. I know they've been around for a long time, and we've, you know, friends of ours have the outdoor kitchen. And every time I see it, it blows me away, because when I was a kid, did anybody have an outdoor kitchen?
Nope. You had maybe a portable grill.
Maybe Madonna or someone had that. You know, someone really, like Sting, would have an outdoor kitchen.
Sting? Where did Sting come from? I've never
heard
you use the word Sting.
But do you know what I mean?
You get stung by a bee, you don't even say Sting.
So anyway,
we don't have any Sting albums. There's no Sting on our playlist. Sting, do I know you?
Anyway, so it just boggles my mind that regular people like us would have an outdoor kitchen and be thinking about having a refrigerator outside, and the outdoor furniture. It's insane. You know, when I was a kid, we had like those.
We had outside.
We had like.
When I was a kid, we had the door.
Folding chairs that you would fold, or like a picnic table or something like that. Mm-hmm. The outside is just, it's amazing.
It is.
Or those crisscross chaise lounges you would sit in, and you'd get up and they would be imprinted on your body.
Yeah, those plastic.
Those aluminum.
Yeah, luckily we've upgraded from that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
But they are introducing the first outdoor dishwasher at this show at Kalamazoo Gourmet Kitchens, and it is a dishwasher that is intended to be outside, so you can leave your dirty dishes out there.
Would it make anybody upset if I left now to
go
look at that?
Well, I've seen that there
are
TVs for outside, too, which blows me away. Mm-hmm. Dishwasher for outside.
They've got storage cabinets that you can leave your linens out there, leave your dishes out there. So
leave
it gives
your linens out there?
Mm-hmm. I might live outside.
We're living not in that style. We're not
know that's not our style.
In the Better Homes and Gardens, like, you know, you would not come to our home for a photo shoot for any of that stuff.
Well, and let me say, it can be as simple as a grill and maybe a cart for your accessories or to serve a, you know, kind of a bar serving area.
That's
but
a really good
so
idea.
So it doesn't have to be that full-blown. But that just does show you the range that's out there now.
Oh, that
totally.
Is amazing. Well,
people hard pipe gas out there, natural gas,
yes.
Liquid propane, the whole thing.
The outdoor room.
So even if you have to make this up, just give me the answer that I want. What's the outdoor kitchen like at Better Homes and Gardens offices?
Well, we do grill outside.
Oh,
we awesome. We have wonderful indoor test kitchens, but sometimes they step outside to test the grilling recipes to make sure everything works that way too.
Oh, that is fantastic. And on Twitter, are you guys BHG? Is that right? At BHG.
Mm-hmm.
So follow them on Twitter to find out all of the cool stuff that's happening at the magazine. And we're going to have to take a break, Mark.
We are. We are sorry that we have to go, but we do. And we'll be back with more from the Dan's booth at the Kitchen and Bath Show. More of my Fix It Up Live.
Like this. Wasn't supposed to be content.